Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Ketubot, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the seventh chapter, Perak HaMadir of Masechet Ketubot. And as the title indicates, it picks up really from the end of the previous chapter, about circumstances where a husband issues a neder affecting his wife, or vice versa, and how that all plays out. Hamadir Atishto, we have really the first three Mishnayot all looped together, as you can see in the handout, and we will deal with them and the attendant Gemara in this shiur. Hamadir Atishto Mile Hanotlo, if a man issues a neder, forbidding his wife from getting benefit from him. Aj Shloshim Yom Yamid Parnas, so for 30 days, he sets up a middleman who feeds her. Yater Mikain, if the neder is for longer than that, Yotzivi Tink Tuba, he has to divorce her and pay the Tuba. Rabbiuda Omer B'Yisrael Chodesh Achad, if it's a non-Kohen, where if he divorces her, the impact is far less, they could remarry, Chodesh Achad Yikayem Ushnaim Yotzivi Tink Tuba. If it's for 1 month, then let it stand. If it's for 2 months, then he has to do what the Mishnah and the Tanakhama said, which is to divorce and pay the ketubah. But bechohen, if the fellow is a kohen, where this will be a finished issue if he divorces her, bechohen shnayim yikayem, we give him 2 months and allow the neder to go on. Ushloshay yotzei v'tein ketubah, if it's more than that, if it's 3 months, then he has to divorce and pay the ketubah. Which then leads us to the next two mishnayot, follow the same pattern. If he issues a neder that she may not benefit from any fruit, taste any fruit, Yotziv Yitenk Tuba, or you don't remember Yisrael, Yom Echad Yikayem. He says, if it's Yisrael, then if it's only for 1 day, then you could live without it. And go ahead. Shnayim Yotziv Yitenk Tuba, if it's 2 days, then Tuba. And again, as Rabbi Yehuda did before, Bechohen Shnayim Yikayem, Shloshay Yotziv Yitenk Tuba. If he's a Kohen, then we give it 2 days, and if it's a 3 day neder, and he has to divorce her right away. We're talking about something far more severe, eating fruit. If she has the issues in neder that she cannot put on any sort of adornments of any sort, this includes perfumes, etc. And then you take tuba, Rabbi Yossi Omer, ba'aniyot. If it's a poor girl, shalom tan kitzva. That's if he gave no end date. We'll see, that's not exactly the case. If it's a wealthy girl, then if the neder was for 30 days. Okay, first the question is, how could he make a neder to forbid her from benefiting from it? He's obligated midoraita to feed her. How could he make a neder to ban that? Not so much because you can't take a neder against something that's doraita, because that's the difference between Nedarim and Shavuot, but rather because that money is already owed to her, so it's not his to withhold. So the answer is Vatnan, Konam Sheni Osalafich, if he makes a neder that anything he does, if she makes a neder that anything she earns is also to him, and remember that her maaseh adayim are the quid pro quo for mizonot, enot tzarich lafer, he doesn't have to repudiate that because alma kevin mishamdalei, since she owes him that money, lav kol kaminat demafkal l'shibuda, she doesn't have the power to uproot that shibud, and therefore it's not hers to take away, in the same way it's not his to take away. Achanam kevin mishubadlah, since he owes her this food, he doesn't have the power to withhold it. Ella, the answer is as follows. Since he has the ability to say, earn your own way and feed yourself, we'll have to see whether that really works. It's as if he said that. And that's what the neder is. And if we accept Rav's ruling, a woman could say to her husband, look, I'm not going to take food from you, and I'm not going to, and my earnings don't go to you. In other words, I'm going to work for myself, and I'll keep my own separate bank account, and I'll feed myself, because I earn more than you're feeding me. So then, so if that's the case, why does the husband not have to be made for a neder when she bans her maaseh adayim on him? After all, if we really employ this notion that since she has the potential, the ability to say, I'm not going to, that he has the potential to say, feed yourself and earn your own way, So then why don't we say the opposite here, or the inverse, which is she has the ability to say, I'm not going to take your money, and my Masei Adayim belong to me. And since she could say that, therefore we should consider it as if she said that, and she could be Madir, her Masei Adayim on him, which means he would have to be Mefer. Ela lote manase. So we're rejecting the notion that anytime somebody takes a netter like that, it's as if they already removed the shibud. That in our case, it's a situation where he actually said to her, use your own earnings to pay your own way. So yachi pernes panes lamala. So what do you need a middleman for? She's earning her own way. The answer is b'lo safka, that she's not earning her own way for everything she needs. So if she's not getting enough, then we go back to square one. So Ravashi says, all right, it means that she's making enough for the big things, but there's still some little things she doesn't have. And those are the things that are bad, and that's what he's the middleman for. So what are these little things? Either if they're things she's accustomed to, so Regilabu, she's accustomed to them, that's part of her life. If she's not accustomed, parnas lamali, why do we have to put a parnas to give her stuff she's not normally used to? So now he comes with an interesting ukimta. Lo tzricha de regila bevet nasha, it's something she was accustomed to when she was in her father's house. And her husband wasn't giving it to her. Whatever it was, an extra fork on the table, or extra desserts. So now she went along with it. To Amrale, she said, "Ad ha'idna d'lo yidartan." Until now, when you issued the neder before this, galgil nabadach, I could get along with you. Perhaps she said, "I figured I'd convince you later to add it in, or it was worth it." Hashta d'adartan, but now that you issued a neder and actually banned it, lo matzina d'galgil nabadach, I cannot take that anymore. So my shnad shloshim yom. Then why do we set a limit of 30 days? Why don't we say immediately? Answer: Shnad shloshim yom lo shami ba'inshi. For the first 30 days, nobody's going to pay attention to her about something that's that small, and nobody's going to hear about this whole thing. Velozila bamilta, and then therefore there's not going to be any disgrace here in the family, because that's kind of what's underneath all of this. Tfei, after 30 days, shami ba'inshi, people are going to hear about it. Velozila bamilta, the whole thing is going to be degrading. That the husband's not feeding her and not taking care of her needs. And therefore, after 30 days, if the netter is for more than 30 days, he has to let her go and give her the ketubah. Ibait tema, there's another way to see this. Shedirak she arusa. Maybe he made the netter before she was married to him and she was betrothed. And therefore, he doesn't yet owe her the money, so he cut it off before the shibud kicked in. So arusa mean lamazoni, since when does she have any food for him to withhold? When she's in Arusa. The answer is she gives man velonisu. If you remember in the fifth parak, the Mishnah that if the 12 months or 30 days, whatever time they set for the wedding, came and he withheld her, he held up the marriage, then he has to start feeding her. Now, he gives man velonisu, achlo mishal v'chol bitruma. So therefore, maybe it was after that date, but she's not yet in his house, so he withheld it. So my shnad shloshim yom, then why 30 days? Shloshim yom avid shaliach shlichute, because for 30 days we can assume that the middleman will take care of what he has to take care of. Tfei lo avid shaliach shlichute. After that, we can't rely on him anymore. So we say if it's longer than 30 days, we can't rely on her getting fed by this middleman, and therefore he has to give the ketubah and give her the get. Here's a third possibility. He gave her he made the neder before they got married, and then they got married. So then it should be fine. She accepted the condition that she's not going to get be fed by him, and married him anyways. So she could say, I thought beforehand that I could take it. Reality is I can't take it. So Amr Damin Hachi Gami Mumin, we're gonna say that a little later on in our parak. When it comes to Mumin, like if a woman knows that her husband is deformed in a certain way and she marries him, she still has the right to turn around and say, I thought I could live with it, I can't. But Mizonot is a very simple thing. Either you know that you're gonna be fed, or you know you're not gonna be fed and you can live with it or not. So Al Mikhwatik Rashan Mikar, we have to go back to our original answer, which is that it's either so the sort of thing where she's able to make ends meet, but not for everything, now she's upset about the things that she's not going to get because of the neder, or else that it's a case where they pass the time of the marriage, and he's now feeding her, but she's not yet married to him. Okay, Ad Shloshim Yomei Parnas. So he said, if it's 30, up till 30 days, he should put a Parnas, a middleman who's going to feed her. The problem is, Parnas lav shtichutei k'avid, isn't the Parnas doing his agency, fulfilling his agency, which means he is feeding her, violating the neder. So Avuna Bomer, kol hazan eno mafsid. So it's not that you actually dispatch someone to feed her, but you said, if anybody feeds her, they won't lose, hinting to the fact that you will then make up his losses. Isn't that shlichut? Vatanan, we have the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Yevamot about somebody who's dying and wants to free his wife before she falls to his brother. If he's in a pit and he says, anybody who can hear my voice, write a get for my wife. People who hear him can write it, which means you don't have to direct somebody for them to be your agent. When you say, anybody who wants to help can help, they become your agent. So, no, in that case, you said, go ahead and write a get. Whoever hears me, go ahead and write a get. You directed an agency, just not to somebody specific. Here you didn't say, go ahead and feed. You just said, anybody who feeds will not lose. Kolazan kamar. All right, so that's not the same thing. So Rabbi Ami said, in the particular case of a fire on Shabbat, we said, anybody who wants to put out the fire will not lose, hoping that some non-Jews will come along and put it out without you directing them. And the implication is, only in a fire did we allow it. What does that exclude? Lavlim ute ke gavna, isn't that excluding for a case like ours? Meaning, that's a unique case of a fire, because we're afraid, adam bahula mamono, and if we don't give him some way out, he's going to go put the fire out himself, but not in another case. Lo limute shar isurim to Shabbat. No, it just means that leka is the only isur in Shabbat that we allow, but not in other areas of halacha. So if we have an open-ended directive, which says anybody who does this will benefit or won't lose, and someone else goes and does it, they're not your agent. Meitiv Rabba Hamudar Namichvarovin L'mayochal. It's a famous Mishnah. Let's say you have been madir somebody hana'a, and the guy has no food. So you want to help him out, but you can't feed him. You go to a store that the guy is typically used to, that you go to, you the madir. This guy won't take hana from me. He's refused to get hana from me. But I don't know what to do for him. Right? In other words, you don't tell the guy, feed him, but you throw out a big hint. Who no tain lo? I'm going to tell him he's asked. So the chenvani gives him food, and then the chenvani comes to me and I pay him. So hachi hu deshari. So that works because you didn't even say anybody who takes care of him. You just said, I don't know what to do. You left it very vague. I'll call us on an mafsid lo, but not in the case where you said anybody who feeds will be taken care of. So the answer is no. Lo mi baye kamar. It's actually the opposite. Lo mi baye kol hazan mafsid lo ama kamar. When you say kol hazan, you're throwing it out to the wind. Anybody out there who does it. Well, hi, came under a gilat slo, but here, since this is your storekeeper, because of the kamar lane, you went and said that to him. You didn't walk out in the street. Instead, you said in the store to the store owner. Commander Marley Zil Havleat. It's as if you said, go feed him. You just masked it in another language, Dami. So Kamash Balan, that it's still okay. But Kol Hazan Mafsid is even more obviously okay, and that's the point. Okay, Gufa. So if a fellow's taken a neder of Hanoah from me, but he has nothing to eat, and I want to help feed him. And that's, we saw that Mishnah. Let's say this fellow needs help building his house, or putting up a fence, or harvesting a field. Same problem. And he has no money. So, you can go to workers that you usually use. This guy won't get an offer from me. What can I do for him? How can I help him? Hey, no sinimo. So they go and harvest his field, they go and build his house, etc. Even if they don't lean scharad mizan, then they come to me and I pay them. Hayum halchin baderech venimo mayuchal. Let's say you and this guy, who is really angry at you and took a neder of hana from you, are walking, and the other guy has no food, and you got food. No tein leachel shumatana. You give it to a third guy as a gift. V'alo don't tell veochel, and the other guy could take it from him. Umutar. Let's say it's the two of you alone. Put it on a rock or on a fence. So you say, they're hefka for anybody who wants them. Which, of course, there's nobody else around, so it's just him. He could take it. Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow this. Rav Amai Tamar Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason? Gzeira Mishum Maaseh de Beit Choron. A very famous story in the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Nedarim with the fellow who answered his father Bahana'ah, and then he was marrying off his son. He wanted his father to be able to come to the wedding. So what he did is he gave the entire wedding, the catering, everything to a friend, and then said to him, listen, I want to make sure my father can come. Now the father wasn't going to be getting Hana'ah from his own son because it wasn't his own son's wedding anymore. And the other fellow refused to do it, and you know, you want to sit there and rejoice with your father and have me be the liable one. So because of that, Rabbi Yossi said, we don't play these sort of tricks with getting around a neder. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Misra Chodesh Achad, etc. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that if the husband is Yisrael, then we allow the neder for 1 month. If it's a kohen, for 2 months. Now, Hainu Tanakama, isn't 1 month the same thing as Tanakama said 30 days? So Abaya Kohenet Ata Lishmini. No, Rabbi Yehuda is just coming to tell us the halachava Kohenet Eshet Kohen that it's 2 months. Rav Amar Chodesh Malay Chodesh Chaser Kibanai says no. There's also something in the 1 month that they're different because Rabbi Yehuda said Chodesh. And the Tanakama said 30 days. What if the month's 29 days? According to Yehuda, that's it. According to Tanakama, it is not long enough because it's a 30-day issue. Amarav, lo shanu elbam faresh. This entire discussion in our Mishnah is only if the guy explicitly says a particular amount of time. Aval bistam, if he just makes a neder without giving a time, you'll see la'altar, he has to divorce her right away. We take tuba. There's no end to it. Even if it's stam, he should not divorce her. Because if he has regret, he might be able to go to the chacham and find a way to get out of the neder. Why destroy a marriage? But Rav and Shmuel already had this machloket in a parallel case. We have the following mishnah. If a man issues a neder that his wife can't have tashmish hamita with him in intimacy. Shammai says if it's up to two weeks, you could, if the neder was a 2 week neder or less, then we let it go. And Rehillel says 1 week. And it's not that we give it 2 weeks and then we see if the husband finds a way to recant, but rather if from the get-go he stated a time and the time was 2 weeks. Rav says if he just makes a neder, then immediately has to give it and we don't wait. Shmuel said no, even without explicating a time, we don't effect a divorce right away. Maybe he'll find a petach and a way to get the neder recanted. So why do we need the machloket twice, both about feeding and about intimacy? The answer is tzricha. Titmar be'ahi, if we only had in the case of tashmish, we'd say ba'ikam arav. That's why Rav says you have to do it immediately. Mishum de'lav shor for us. There's no such thing as a middleman here. Either you are or you're not. Aval Beha, in our case of Shard of Farnas, you have a middleman, but you have a way to let her continue living while looking for the petach, then the middleman is going to feed her. Perhaps he agrees with Shmuel that we wait and see if the guy comes around. Vidmar Beha, and if we only had our case, then Beha Kamar Shmuel Mishum Dev Shard of Farnas, maybe Shmuel only allowed, this is a flip tzrichuta, only allowed us to wait because you have the release of the Parnas. In the case of intimacy, maybe he'd agree with Rav. So we need both machlokot. Tnan hamadir et ishto shelot ito machad mikol haperot. Fellow issues a neder. We have this in our second Mishnah that she can't eat any of the fruit. Yotzivi teng tuba. He has to give her the tuba. Bishtamala Rav. I get it. Kan bistam kan bimfaresh. So that could be talking about a case of stam, and then you have to divorce her right away, and that's why here there's no time given. And mifaresh, we would say that the, whatever the time frame that we're giving is going to be good enough. El Shmuel Kash, according to Shmuel, it's difficult because Shmuel said that even in a stam case, we generate a divorce immediately. We wait to see, and here it says yotzivi tein la'altar. So Achmaskin Gonchin Adrahi. Oh. It's a case where she took the neder, she won't eat perot, v'kiyem la'ihu, and he was mekayim the neder, he confirmed the neder. The Kassava Rav Meir, and we're assuming that Rav Meir is the author of our Mishnah, and Rav Meir must hold Hu Noten Etzba Ben Shineha. How do we understand Kiyum HaNeder? When a woman takes a neder and the husband confirms it, isn't just silent and lets 24 hours lapse, but confirms it, is it really his neder or hers? So Rav Meir must hold it's really like his neder. And therefore, as a result, Yotzei Miteng Tubah. Is that how Rav Meir understands Kiyum HaNeder, when the husband's Mekayim his wife's Neder, that it's really like as if he made it? For a woman took a Neder of Nizirut. For Shama Bala, and her husband heard Velohi Ferla, and he didn't repudiate it. Remember, there Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say, that was her Neder. If the husband wants to be Mayfair, yeah, fair, he can be Mayfair. On the other hand, if he wants to say, I can't take a woman who takes Nadarim, he can divorce her and not give her the Ktubah. No, his lack of hafara, his lack of repudiation of the neder within the 24 hours is as if he did it. But if he says, I can't live with a woman who takes nedarim, you'll see me take ktubah. He has to divorce her, but he has to give her the ktubah. So it sounds like Rav Meir is of the position that he not nights, but ben shinah. So the answer is epoch, fine. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda omrim hu notein, Rav Yossi, Rav Elazar omrim hi not na. Okay, so we'll flip it, and Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are the ones who say hu notein. It's his netter. So Rav Yossi not na, but is that going to work? Do we think that Rav Yossi holds hi not na, that she caused her own netter? And now Rav Yossi omer baniyot shelo tan kitzba. In our Mishnah, we said that you could issue a neder that she can't use perfumes, etc. And with a poor girl, it's only if he didn't put a limit on it. So you see that it's hu notein. So ema ramei of Rabbi Yossi omrim hu notein Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar omrim hi not na. Okay, so we somehow know that there's a 2 versus 2. So we've got to put Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, the two that we're trying to align is hu notein, meaning it's his neder kilu, and then Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar has to be the other two. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda hi not na. But since when does Rabbi Yehuda hold that way? But not Rabbi Yehuda omer be Yisrael yom achad yikayem. In other words, anybody who appears in our Mishnah is going to hold hu notein. Because otherwise, why force him to take a neder if we say that our entire Mishnah is a case where she took a neder and he was Mekayim? So then, Ema, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, Vimrabi Yosimim, Hunotain, Ravalazo, Mer, Hunyatna. So now it's going to be 3 against 1. Ve'imtim Salomar, Zugi, Zugi, Tani. And if you're forced to say, but wait, we know that the Mishnah is 2 versus 2. We got to have the right 2, but we know it's not 3 and 1. Ema, Remeir, Ravalazo, Mer, Hunyatna. So maybe Remeir actually says, Hunyatna. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hunotain, and who says that our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir? So now that Mishnah that we have 4 authorities will say that it's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar who say she caused her own neder. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi says no, he's the one who did it. But that means that you have our Stam Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir. It's not the end of the world. So Rabbi Yossi and Yochel and Tankitzba. And Rabbi Yossi, by the way, as we saw at the end of our Mishnah, the 3rd Mishnah said, if it's a poor girl, only if you didn't put a time limit on it. Alma Baal Matzi Mayfair. You see, the husband can be Mayfair. Right? Because remember, we're saying that our entire Mishnah is a case where she took a neder and he was Mekayim. But if he's Mekayim, that means that he could be Mayfair. Since when can a husband be Mayfair, a neder about makeup, or Minu? Elu Dram Shabal Mayfair, which kind of Dram can a husband repudiate? Dram Shishpani Dui Nefesh. Only if it's afflictive. Imer chatzim lo rachatz, bathing or not bathing, but kashetim or kashet, or putting on makeup, etc. Rabbi Yossi, and elu nidre nenu nefesh, and Rabbi Yossi explicitly comes out and says, that's not called being afflicted. Elu nidre nenu nefesh, what's he doing nefesh? Shelo achal basar, v'shelo eshte yayin. I won't eat meat, I won't drink wine, v'shelo et kashet, b'vigdei tzivonin, I won't wear colored clothes. But not these other things. So, there are 2 categories of things where the husband can repudiate. Either things that are afflictive to her, or things that affect their relationship. So, at kashet is going to be ben olavena. So, that'll work if you accept that notion. If you say the husband can't be made for things that are between them, only things that are new in nefesh. And let's see the machlokatit. There's the machloket. His an interesting analogy here is that you do not find that a a fox dying in its own kind of being buried in its own hole, right? In the same way, if she's letting her hair grow as a nizira, which is where this whole thing started, since he knows her, he's not going to be hurt by that. Okay, must be where he made the isur of kishut, of makeup, dependent on something which we all agree is about them, which is about intimacy. The Amra, she said, she said to him, me benefiting from you, from intimacy, is also to be imet kashet, if I put on any kishutim, which means she's refusing to put on makeup, and she's using relations as a way of kind of hinging that. If she refuses by neder to have for him to get hana'ah from her sexually, then he can force her. If she makes that on him, then fair, he has to be made. She banned it on herself. You can't force her to eat something or to benefit from something that she's banned on, so you can make fair. So wait a second. In this case, where she said, if I put on makeup, then so don't put on makeup. Then she'll be called a gross, disgusting woman. So let her put on the makeup and become aser. So either way, Shemai Shtei Shabbat Tov Vetilo Shabbat Tachat, for however long we allow Tashmish to be banned, 2 weeks or 1 week, that's only if he makes the neder. That's what we talk about in 1 week or 2 weeks. She thinks, he's angry at me. Hashta motiv date, he'll calm down. But if she took the neder, and he was shotek or was vikayim, he must really hate me, and it's really over. Okay, the end of the Mishnah, we had the issue of the makeup. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ba'aniyot Shalom Tan Kitzpah, B'chama Kitzpah. Rabbi Yossi says there has to be, I mean, it can't be that it's eternal neder. Well, there's got to be some limit, minimum, that if the fellow made a neder for X amount of time, it's long enough that he has to, even with an aniyah, if you don't have a shmur, 12 chodesh, 12 months, 10 years. Till the next regel. Because for the regel, everybody gets dressed up, fancy, nice cologne, nice perfume. The rich woman, we said at the end of the Mishnah, is 30 days. If the neder is for more than 30 days, he has to divorce her. So why 30 days? Because an important woman will benefit, enjoy the smell of her kishutim for 30 days. They last that long. They're redolent. After that, she already is missing it, and then we would have to be mayfair. We would have to say yotzi v'iteng tuba. Okay, I'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with Mishnah Dalad in the next podcast. Have a relatively short piece in the next one, and we'll move on from there in our study of Masechta Ketubot. Everyone should have a wonderful day.